Everyone take a seat at the tables nearest the back wall.
Plates of bacon and eggs were brought out, and strong coffee and water supplied in large jugs. While they ate, the nuns waited beneath a portrait of Queen Victoria on the wall.
It is time for quiet.
A small, hunched nun, with a lined, stern face and wearing a more elaborate wimple than the other sisters, entered and took her place facing the men.
Gentlemen, I am the abbess, and I welcome you to Colliery Abbey. I trust you slept well and have breakfasted heartily? That is good, for there is much work to do. I thank you all for taking passage on the Ascension and for vowing to devote your life to God's work.
Gideon paused, the cup of coffee at his lips.
Before we begin, however, I would like to tell you something of our Lord. Following his betrayal and death on the cross for your sins, he was buried in the cool earth. Mark chapter 15 tells us how Joseph of Arimathea begged the body of Christ from Pontius Pilate. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a sepulchre which was hewn out of a rock and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. It was the rock, the earth, into which the body of Christ was entombed that held him in trust until the time of the Ascension, when he rose to join his heavenly Father at his right hand in paradise. Thus, the earth gives life and continues to give life to us today in the year of our Lord, 1890. Sisters?
The nuns began to unfasten the doors at the back of the hall and slide them back, revealing the hidden scene at the rear of the abbey. Sunshine flooded the hall and unveiled the vast field that stretched out beyond the doors. Colliery Abbey was aptly named, for beyond the buildings lay the ravaged landscape of a coal mine, with three sets of tall pithead gear. There were men dressed in rags crawling over the site, pushing huge wheeled tubs of black coal along tracks that crisscrossed the land, and, Gideon guessed, many more toiling underground. Now he understood why the hall had so many tables. There must have been hundreds of men working in the abbey's deep mines. Tentatively, he raised his hand.
I understood I was going to London.
Oh, and who told you that?
Gideon paused. The nuns had, in fact, never mentioned London. Neither had the Weasley swine Cattermole, now he came to think of it. He put his hand down and glowered. He had been duped.
You expect us to work in your mine to pay for our passage?
Just as the earth gave renewed life to Jesus, so it gives power to the empire. London's interests across the globe depend on the coal that fires a million furnaces. The impoverished sisters of the Stony Resurrection have made it their lives' work to provide, in part, this coal. As Christ ascended to heaven, thus does England ascend to glory, on coal mined at Colliery Abbey. So, no, I do not expect you to pay for your passage by working in our mine, sir.
She held out her hand and was given a piece of paper, which she read with narrowed eyes.
No, Mr. Gideon Smith of Sands End, not pay for your passage. You have signed this release vowing that you will spend your life working for the Lord.
The abbess swept her hand toward the mines.
Welcome to your life's work.